Hey, Caleb, good game tonight. Let's talk a little bit about T.J. McFarland, but before we talk about your exploits on the field, give us an idea of what you were seeing behind the plate with T.J. on the hill tonight.
Man, T.J.'s been great for us all year. He's been a big addition for us. He's got a really nice sinker and mixes in a good changeup and a pretty hard slider. And so for him to come out and give us five innings and really pitch really nice tonight was a great job for us, a good pickup for us, and he did a great job, and he just got a pie in the face, and that's well deserved.
Was that the thinking before the ball game, about five innings, somewhere in 90 pitches or so for TJ?
Well, they don't really tell us exactly what the deal is. I think that was probably right. For me and TJ, we were trying to get outs as fast as possible and get him through as many innings as possible. Being a reliever, trying to make a start, you know, all you're trying to do is just get outs ASAP, and so you're going to use your best stuff right away. It's not really about setting guys up and working towards those ladder innings. You're in there to get outs right away, and he did a great job of that tonight.
We're visiting with Caleb Joseph, the Oriole catcher. Caleb, how much conversation do you have with the starting pitcher as you guys are sitting in the dugout in between innings?
Lots. You know, in between that second and third inning, I told him, you know, really get on top of that sinker. He had kind of been flattening out a little bit, and you know, he did a great job making the adjustment, and, you know, you saw the crispness of his sinker, really good down action, and he had a really nice slider, and it carried over with the changeup. And so, you know, when you see something back there as a catcher, your job is to try and get them back on track, whether it's calling a pitch that'll get them back on track or just giving them a little bit of, a little bit of something that they do well, which is, you know, maybe keep their front shoulder quiet or really extend off that back leg, something like that, that you got to know each pitcher and what their go-to sayings are.
Now let's talk about you and that second inning home run. What did you hit? And when it left the bat, what were you thinking?
It was a fastball. I got into a 3-1 count and was just trying to drive it. Kind of been working on a little bit different approach and got kind of a fastball down. And when I hit it, I knew I hit it good, but I knew I had a little topspin on it. And so I was kind of giving it some action when I was running down to first base, like get up. And so I went back and looked on the replay, and it just barely got out, but thankful it did, and thankful that it helped the ball club.
Final question for you: how much more comfortable are you game after game now in the big leagues?
It really makes a huge difference playing each and every day up here that you get to play. You feel more and more comfortable, and you get more acclimated to your surroundings, and the guys here are just great. They've been awesome, and you know, it's a great atmosphere. Guys here are ready to win and willing to do whatever it takes to win, and to be a part of that is an honor and a privilege, and I'm blessed to be a part of it, and I'm excited every single day I get to come to the park and go to battle with these guys.
Now, a hot night out there. Go in and cool off and get ready for tomorrow. Caleb Joseph, thanks for being with us.
All right, thank you so much, guys.